Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marshani, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by. If you ever miss any of these shows in their entirety, you folks know Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, and Blog Talk, all opportunities to download and listen to our featured guests. And today we're going to go to the Big Ten, and we're going to be joined with the Purdue Boilermaker, who is basically the staple, the foundation of the left side of the offensive line, and it's none other than Grant Hermans. Fabulous career, Grant, over 30 starts, games played, invited to the virtual Shrine Game. You're down at the Gridiron Showcase, and now you're here. What's the last few months been like for you?
Hey, man, it's been a whirlwind, but an amazing process. You know, I'm just trying to take it all in and make the most of it while I'm in it. You know, you only get to do this once, so just making the most of it.
Yeah, and it's a crazy time. The virtual Shrine experience, I'm sure that had to be fantastic. And then you were also down in Fort Worth, Texas for the CGS. What was it like just letting scouts know who you are as a man? You know, they know you on tape, but now they get to look you in the eye, shake your hand, and then they get to really know who Grant Hermans is.
Yeah, man, it was just, you know, giving all those scouts just a background of who Grant Hermans is. And, you know, my life growing up and my experience all throughout high school and college, you know, and I feel like I have a lot to tell, you know, both in my personal life and also in my academic and my sports career too. So it was very exciting to get down to CGS and show some of those scouts, you know, what Grant Hermans is about.
Definitely. And any main emphasis on, you know, during the workouts, was there anything that you really wanted to, I know you wanted to do everything to a T, but was there any specific thing that you really wanted to show these guys?
Oh, yeah, big time, man. I just wanted to show these guys. I mean, I was kind of sad we weren't putting on pads because I want to show these guys some of my strength. But I feel like I got to show these scouts my athleticism big time. You know, I weighed in at 313 pounds, you know, 6'7" and a half, and being able to move around and get low, bend my knees, and move athletically, I feel like I had a chance to showcase that at CGS. So it was a great opportunity.
Fantastic. How about this? I mean, growing up, were you always the bigger, more athletic kid, or did that take time to develop?
No, that was that's not a word that when I first started out, people would use to describe me. It was more hard work, just a process, man, and me kind of trusting the process and just taking it one step at a time. You know, I started out high school, crazy thing, I started out high school at 135 pounds my freshman year.
Wow.
In summer, yeah, and I was probably 5'11", right? So I just kept eating and kept growing and kept drinking my milk, man, eating PB&Js, and came out of high school at 6'6", 265. So, you know, it's been a process and a lot of hard work to get where I am.
Well, Grant, you already gave us our Twitter headline, 5'11", and this is the best part. Now, that's probably what I'm going to leave with when I post this on Twitter, 5'11", 135 pounds in high school. Now he's a 6'7", 314 left tackle headed to the NFL draft. People will actually go on Twitter and say that I made that up. I'm like, listen to the show. I'm like, we're not making this up. I mean, if I'm going to make things up, I'm going to really get bizarre with it. And I also have to, you know, you kept eating your PBs and J's and drinking your milk. That's just a great tagline. I mean, it's fantastic. So how quick from that 5'11", 135 to your senior year? I mean, did you have a massive growth spurt?
Yeah, probably about sophomore year. I grew a couple inches, but it was nothing crazy. It's more just kind of consistently growing. And I probably had a growth spurt my sophomore and junior year a little bit. But, yeah, just consistently growing and then, you know, eating and working out, man, doing all the right things, you know, on and off the field to finally be, you know, 313 and 6'7" and a half.
So I guess the next thing is, so you're growing, you're developing. I mean, how did you end up at Purdue, and what other schools were looking at you?
Yeah, so, you know, I had a couple schools looking at me. I had Nevada, of course, University of New Mexico, New Mexico State, Texas Tech, Washington State. So some big-time schools, and what kind of happened is, you know, my senior year, I ended up kind of getting sick and falling off the radar for some of these schools, and I recovered and got better, and Purdue came in late. They were curious why I hadn't been picked up yet, and they were a Big Ten school. They were really good in engineering, which is what I wanted to do at the time, and I had a chance to play early there. I knew I'd be able to play my redshirt freshman year, which I ended up doing. And so it just kind of checked all the boxes for me, and I took an official visit there. I loved it, man. And you know, playing in the Big Ten, you can't play against much better competition. So it was just a good fit for me, and it just seemed like the plan for me to go there. And I had a great experience all 5 years at Purdue.
Yeah, and I tell you what, Jeff Brohm and company, all those Boiler fans, they're going to miss seeing 78, man. I mean, you're a security blanket. I mean, all the quarterbacks are going to be playing for the next several years. They're going to miss having that protection that you provided. Once again, the standout from Purdue, Grant Hermans, here on the C2P as we find out a little bit more about this young man as he makes his path towards this 2021 NFL draft. So let's kind of break it down. You know, these scouts know you inside and out, but in your own words, Grant, what do you think are your hallmark, your home run abilities to the offensive tackle position that they're going to fall in love with and want to bring you aboard their roster?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, to begin with, of course, I have the raw measurables they're looking for. You know, I'm above 310, I'm 6'7 and a half, and that's just to start. You know, I feel like also in my game I'm very athletic. So the way I move around, the way I hand fight, the way I do this stuff, I'm very, very athletic. And I also was a state champion wrestler in high school too, so I understand leverage. I understand how to hand fight, you know, and how to be aggressive too. The offensive line in the trenches, man, you got to be mean sometimes. You got to learn how to flip the switch. So wrestling in high school and you know, doing all that really helped me to develop those skills. And then I would also say my intellect. You know, offensive line, you got to be one of the smartest guys on the field. And so, you know, throughout my time at Purdue, I was able to be a four-time academic All-Big Ten. And then a two-year captain. So I would say, you know, my intellect and then my leadership as well.
Yeah, you beat me to the punch on that, all academics. I noticed on your bio, I mean, every single year. So you really emphasized or were the epitome of a student athlete. You took the off-field as much as the on-field, and kudos to that, knowing that both are so valuable. And, you know, football is not your whole life, but it's a critical part. But there's so much after with it, and you got all the intangibles to kind of carry on and have success. You mentioned captain. We know the grades. Is there anything that these scouts need to know that they don't know yet? Maybe some of the offensive system where you couldn't, run block more, pass block more, weight room warrior. I mean, what else? Community service. I don't know. What other things will say, hey, you know what? Let's look at this kid twice. We like this.
Yeah, I mean, you know, on the field, you know, I was a great player, but even off the field, I was given the Kiwanis Citizenship Award, which was nominated by my coaches, and that's just a leader, an outstanding citizen, a leader in the community. So I was given that my junior year. And then I was also nominated for the Werfel Trophy Watch List, which is also outstanding community commitment. And I received that for donating or for crowdfunding and donating $6,000 to the St. Baldrick Foundation. So, you know, I'm a hard worker off the field too, you know, in my community and want to make a difference and be significant. You know, and I would just say, you know, I'm hard work in the weight room, man. Every single year I was a 4-year starter, and every single year I got better, and every single year I got stronger and heavier. And I don't plan on stopping that either. You know, every single year, if you're not getting better, then you're getting worse. Right. So, you know, I'll be a coach to see that progression, and just know that it doesn't stop here. And then I'm going to any team I'm going to is to be a starter. And that's my mentality. And that's what I'm aiming to do.
I love it, man. You're getting me hyped up, man. This is a good show. I love it when guys get me hyped up during the podcast. You're also making me feel pretty bad about myself. I mean, you're a Kiwanis guy. You're all academic. I mean, two-time captain. I'm thinking about all my accolades, and I have zero. And you've got a laundry list of monumental accomplishments at such a very young age. Fantastic stuff. What's your favorite play to run? When that play comes into the huddle and it's called and you guys break – What play do you just love to execute to perfection?
I would have to say probably guard tackle pull, man. Just getting out there and running out there, being able to block a linebacker and seal him off for the running back to, you know, potentially break it for a long run. Nothing like it, man. I love getting out and running around and being a swing tackle out there.
Excellent. Yeah, it's funny, Grant. I asked that question for most of the linemen to come on the program, and you guys are all in unison that's typically the play that you guys like. And I don't know if it's the idea that you get to blow somebody up that's a lot smaller than you down the field, but it just seems like that seems to be the play that you guys enjoy the most. Any positive feedback? I mean, I know scouts aren't going to sit in front of you and just, you know, glorify you. They love you and all those things. But did they just say anything positive that put some pep in your step when you got done talking to them, either at the Shrine virtual stuff or the GCF?
Yeah, I got a couple teams. Afterward, I talked to a couple teams, and they said, you know, they see me as potentially being a starter for their team and just being a guy who comes in and starts right away. And, you know, like I said, I'm going in there to play and to start my first year, and that's the mentality. If not, you know, I'm a backup, then that's the reality of the situation. But next year I'm going to be a starter, right, and I'm trying to play the rest of that year. So, you know, a couple teams said they saw me as being a potential starter coming in, and then, you know, a couple teams just like my athleticism and going over plays with them. I feel like they recognized my intelligence, and my football IQ is pretty high.
Fair enough. And right or left side, either one work?
Yeah, right or left side, man. I've been practicing. I mean, I played left tackle for 4 straight years, but I've been practicing my right side, you know, all throughout my time training right now, and I feel just as comfortable on the right side as I do on the left.
Definitely. And man, you get, like you said, you have the desired raw measurables. I mean, you know, it's great to be great, but when you have the actual measurables that they want, that just kind of just puts you up a couple of tiers, because they're not worried about something else, that you already know you got that in the back pocket and that they can't take away from you, Grant. Again, fabulous career. Before we let you go, we always like to have a little bit of fun. We call it three and out. We might give you a couple more though, but there are a couple lighthearted questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
All right. Now, you became a father in 2020 to a beautiful little girl. Mm-hmm. I'm curious, two things. Is she walking yet? And what's her favorite show to watch? And do you find yourself singing all the songs that she sings or likes to listen to?
So she's not walking yet. She's a little older than 7 months. And she doesn't really have a specific show or a song yet. So she's still pretty young for that. But I definitely miss her.
Oh, I'm sure, man. It has to be. Yeah, and again, you're down in Nashville at Boost, and they do a terrific job on working you guys out and getting you to peak positions. Offensive linemen, you guys are usually the biggest guys on the team, the most cohesive unit on the team. So I'm sure you've shared plenty of meals together. Who's the biggest eater, and what was the biggest, most impressive meal one of you guys has thrown down?
Biggest year, I would say probably Greg Long, our right tackle. That guy can throw down food like I have not seen. I've seen him eat a whole Five Guys hamburger and then go eat an entire plate of Panda Express, man. Makes no sense to me. I cannot eat like that. I wish I could, but that man can throw down.
Excellent stuff. And the final one, this is not so much crazy or bizarre, but draft week, draft weekend, that week, I'm sure you're going to be with family and friends as you celebrate this next football journey. Who is the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate that special day?
Of course the family, of course the friends. I've got to say my mom. I can't say anything else. She is the greatest cook I know. And I hope that she cooks tortilla soup, which is a specialty of hers, for that draft night. So
that sounds good. You know, I love when you guys come on and say something very unique. You know, something like, some people say steaks. It's like, hard to get a bad steak. You know, but like tortilla soup, that's got to be an original. And for you to call mom out for that specific meal, it has to be delicious. Hey Grant, we're almost out of time, man. Hey, I bet. Hey, fabulous show, fabulous career. We just like to stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and continue success, my man.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you, Bo.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Grant Hermans. He stand out from two offensive linemen. And, I mean, come on, guys. Has this guy got accolades above accolades? The Aquinas thing, I mean, that's just fantastic. All academic 4 years, over 30 starts, left tackle, dominant, the measurables. So much to like about this young man. And you guys listen to the show. I mean, just comes across as a fantastic individual. As always, Apple Music, Blog Talk, Stitcher, all the opportunities to download and listen to Grant Hermans, the standout from Purdue.
This has been a C2P exclusive.